I had enrolled at the University of Washington in engineering. This is way back in the 30s last year, right in the middle of the Depression, 1936. It had never occurred to me to do architecture. I had always thought I'd be an engineer. And so I enrolled in 1936. But the end of the first quarter, my grades were all at the bottom of the alphabet. There weren't any A, B's, or C's. They were all, my grades were X's, Y's, and Z's. And after a quarter like that, and I saw those terrible grades, I wondered, what on earth? What am I doing in engineering? I'm not adapted to this. But I didn't know what else to do. And a friend of mine from high school had invited me over to the architecture building. He was a sophomore in architecture by then, but I'd never been over there before. And as I was waiting in the lobby to see him, I looked around and saw all these great large watercolor drawings on the walls. Wow! They were buildings of either exotic buildings or interesting buildings anyway. Modern architecture generally. I was quite taken with them. One was a lamazary, which means a building for llamas in, not the animal. A llama in Tibet is a monk. This was on the side of a mountain in Tibet in the Himalayan mountains. And another drawing I remember was a very nice restaurant up in the San Juan Islands. It was on Orcas. There were very daring and exciting cantilevers out from the rocky beach under the under these cantilevered terraces with people on top drinking champagne or martinis, or they seemed very sophisticated anyway to me. And I was quite taken with them. And I thought, golly, maybe architecture would be something to go into. Wow, I didn't know that buildings like this could be done. Had never occurred to me. So next day I went over to see the head of the architecture department, Arthur P. Herman, whom I spent 5 years under then, from then on. And I asked him if I might switch from engineering to architecture. So the first question he asked, well, have you done lots of freehand drawing from nature? Well, no, sir, I haven't. I had never done a drawing from nature, never occurred to me to do it. He said, well, you wouldn't be very successful in architecture then. I wouldn't recommend it. Of course, if you want a second opinion, you could go to Professor Olszewski. So I got an appointment with him the next day, and he said, asked me the very same question, of course, with the same answer. Don't even try. So I signed up, and that was the beginning of my architectural career. I wasn't very good. I was probably the least likely to succeed in my freshman class. And it took a long time to learn anything about architecture, and I was totally unprepared, but I was fascinated and worked awful hard. So finally it came to me what architecture was, how you could do buildings that were interesting, that were harmonious with, I suppose you'd say, with the surroundings, with the climate, with the land, if it's a steep hill or a flat site. All these things have a bearing on how they're designed. And so gradually I began to learn. And finally, I did get out and went on to Harvard after the war. Studied awfully hard there and came back and set up my own practice with Jack Morse. That was about it. That's how I started.